Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you are indeed on What's Up at the Owl's Nest, and I have back Amy Wallace from the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, here on HCC's campus. Amy, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
Hey, welcome back. And in any case, for those listeners out there that don't know what the SBDC is, or its impact on the campus, can you explain what it is that the SBDC is, what it does, and because it's a valuable resource on the campus and for the community?
Right. So the Small Business Development Center, SBDC, we help people start and grow businesses right here in Harford County. And we have our business consultant, Ryan Delgallo. So if you have an idea or if you've been in business for a while and you just need a little assistance in getting moving in the right direction, give us a call and we can help you come up with maybe some new ideas for your business. We can help you get started. So that's what we do and who we are.
And that's just such an important resource to have, you know, especially here at the campus of Harford Community College, because there's a lot of entrepreneurial spirits out there.
There are. And so we see a lot of students here that are interested in starting businesses, as well as folks that are out there in our local community. So we're very fortunate to have the support of Harford Community College, as well as our Small Business Administration and Harford County Economic Development.
Well, you mentioned students and student interest. Are there any opportunities for students at the SBDC looking for more of that real life experience here on Harford Community College's campus?
There are. So right now we have an intern on our team, which is Armand Edmonds, and he's been doing a great job helping us with some of our programming and also shadowing our business consultants as they are consulting those small businesses. So we will have some opportunities coming up this summer for internships. We are also always looking for folks that can help our small business owners, possibly through internships as well, in the areas of usually it's marketing or finance. And then we also are working hand in hand with a lot of the faculty here, more so in the business area, in finding real life situations that our students can work on. So maybe that's a business plan or a marketing plan, things along those lines.
Well, we always want to give our students those real life situations because that's how they learn. That's where you grow and develop those real life, you know, hard and soft skills for your job is in those internships. So seek them out. Now, there's a really exciting event coming up, and I can barely contain my own excitement. It's called Shark Tank. Talk to me, Amy.
Okay, well, Shark Tank is an event that we've done for the last few years, and we've now brought it back to Harford Community College. And this event is about, it's a business competition, but this year is a business competition that I'm sure a lot of people have never heard of. The audience will actually be the sharks, and they will be the ones asking the questions to our final five contestants. So they will, the audience will determine which prize package the contestant will receive. So we have five contestants. We have five different business service packages that they could win. So a contestant might come in thinking that they need legal services, but the audience might think that they need marketing services. And so what could happen is potentially the audience gives them the marketing prize. So it should be a fun, exciting event. Usually in the past, we've had judges be the sharks. This time it's the audience.
Well, hey, you know,
we're mixing it up.
You got to mix it up sometimes. And it's coming up soon, right?
Right, it is. It is January 30th from 6 to 8 o'clock, and it will be at the Chesapeake Theater.
And that's a great venue to hold something like this. But, you know, if you are in need of some business guidance, you know, come talk to Amy Wallace at the SBDC, and she can point you in the right direction. Where is the SBDC located?
So we have an office right here on campus in Edgewood Hall on the second floor. And then we also have a location on the ground floor, which is our office is co-located with Harford County Economic Development.
Is there a number that they can call if they want to reach the SBDC?
The best way to reach the SBDC is via email because most of the time we're in meetings helping our clients. So you can reach out to me directly at amwallace@harford.edu.
Well, Amy, I think I speak for all faculty here on campus that we are really, really looking forward to this Shark Tank event. Can't wait to see what local businesses, get these packages. What are the possible package awards that they could win?
So we have, thanks to our local sponsors, all of the final contestants have already received a one-year membership to the Harford County Chamber. They've also received a one-year 24/7 access membership to the ground floor. So those are just coming in and being a part of the show. And they've also received a one-year live plan package. And live plan is a business tool that you use to help build out your business plans. So that's just right off the bat. But for those that we're deciding on, there's a marketing package, there's a legal service package, there's social media. We're also offering some classes here at Harford Community College through continuing education.
Wow.
So the community has really stepped up and helped us out. And then economic development is also providing a cash prize as well. So it should be awesome.
These sound like some valuable packages, Amy, for businesses that are, trying to get their foot in the door, trying to get themselves up and running.
They are. And one of the things that what I think is great about this competition is that oftentimes if you give someone money, they don't really know what to do with it.
Right.
They're trying to figure out how to start a business or how to make some changes in their business. But if they're able to look at different packages such as, legal services or marketing, then they can get that roll in right away, So we're really excited about the community and how they've helped us out.
Well, if it's one thing that life definitely has no trouble helping you spend, it's money.
That's so right.
So glad that you're going to be there for these contestants and helping them out, all of our future business owners. Now, there's another event coming up, right? It's called the Diamond Challenge.
Yes, so the Diamond Challenge is going to be in February, and I believe that's February 8th. It's a Saturday, which is the final contestants. There's four groups of students that will be pitching their business ideas, and these are students that are high school students from 9th grade to 12th grade, and they'll have the opportunity to move on to the main competition here later in the spring with an opportunity to win up to a $10,000 cash prize that they can use to further their education. So this is the Diamond Challenge. We hope you can attend and be a part of it and listen to even folks that are a little bit younger that have some ideas in starting a business. Some of these students may even be dual-enrolled here with our current program. So this is a program that that we're very excited about. SBDC is not leading the way. I believe it's Tamara Lucas, who's working in the business department here and providing some great advisement and education to our students here on campus.
So, Amy, you've given me so much to digest, and there's just so much that the SBDC has to offer. For people who are having that entrepreneurial spirit, who want to begin starting their own business, what advice personally could you recommend for them when first starting out?
Well, first starting out, you need a business plan. Really think about what you want to do. Develop a great plan. Look around you and look at the people that can help you get to where you need to go. There's a lot of resources here in the county that can help you get your business started and that really want to help you get started, whether it's the college or the SBDC, Economic Development, the Chamber. There's a lot of resources, and I always recommend looking around and seeing who can help you get started.
And location, location,
that's
location.
Right. That's right.
That's an important part of factoring in where you want to plop your business down, right? Where it is in the county or the state.
Right, that's true. And a lot of times we have folks that will come in that want to start a business, and we need to really look at the financial situation that they're in or what finances they need. And also, is it a good market for that business here in the county?
Well, I know that if I have a business plan, I'm going to be coming to see you.
Well, we would love for you to do that.
Because I'm horrible with money, I'll be honest with you. It always finds its way out of my wallet.
Well, education is the key to starting a business. So we always look at the SBDC. We can help educate you on the things to do and things not to do and try to really avoid a lot of obstacles along the way.
Amy, I want to thank you so much for coming down and for talking to us about the Shark Tank, the Diamond Challenge, and all the good that the SBDC is doing here on the campus. Is there anything that you'd like just to tell the listeners in close?
Go and buy the tickets for the Shark Tank. You can buy them through the box office here at Hartford Community College. And we look forward to seeing you on January 30th.
Amy Wallace, part of the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, here at Hartford Community College campus. Amy, I want to thank you for coming in again.
All right, thanks again.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Owl's Nest. I am your host, Nasia Creamer, and who do I have in the Owl's Nest today? Today I have Dr. Tamira Lucas. She is an assistant professor of the CBET department here at HCC. How are you doing today?
I am well.
Great. Thank you for coming on the show.
No, thank you for having me. This is awesome.
So we have you on the show to talk about this great partnership that HCC has with the University of Delaware in a competition that gives high school students a great opportunity. And to my knowledge, you are one of the reasons why that is here, right?
Yes. So last year, I bought the competition to Baltimore City for the high school students in Baltimore. I've done a lot of work in Baltimore with entrepreneurship, youth entrepreneurs, adult entrepreneurs, all types of entrepreneurs. And when I came in contact with the University of Delaware for this opportunity, I knew that I had to bring it to Baltimore. And then once I became an assistant professor here, and we have an amazing dual enrollment program, it was a no-brainer for me to bring that partnership to Hartford Community College.
I love it. So I actually have family in Delaware. My mom lives in Wilmington.
Oh,
my dad's
wow.
family's from Wilmington. So I'm not a blue hen. I did not go there. But I love the fact that, you know, Delaware is incorporated, a little old Delaware.
Yeah.
So I love this partnership. So before we get into the competition, let's talk actually about the CBET department here at HCC.
Okay.
What is CBET? What does it stand for?
So it stands for Community Education, Business, and Applied Technology. And our department pretty much offers pathways that will prepare anyone for challenging careers, fast-paced careers in business, computer technology, cybersecurity, manufacturing, trades, and information systems. So a lot of any of the community programs, education programs, falls on that department, as well as the business certifications and business degree program.
Okay. So when I was looking on the website, it kind of sounded to me almost like STEM, because it has like math involved and accounting involved and technology involved. So is this like the business aspect to STEM?
No, well, it's both.
Okay.
So it's a mixture of STEM and then the business side also, that I think for me, my personal opinion, that does involve STEM. So it's both sides.
Okay.
Yeah.
What exactly does the CBET department at HCC have to offer students here and those of our listeners who might actually be interested in coming to HCC for this division?
So we have credit opportunities and continuing education courses that varies. I would be sitting here all day kind of like listing out all of those programs. We also offer a dual enrollment program for high school seniors. And that allows high school seniors to receive business, take business courses while they are actually in school. So I think that's one of the major things that we have going on. I mean, everything that we do is major, but I think that that's one of the cool things that CBET does. But if you go to the Hartford Community College website and look under CBET, just look at all of the different programs and continuing education, certification, all of those opportunities that we offer in our department.
That sounds good. And I love that this college is giving high school students the opportunity to actually further their education and get a jump start.
Yeah. Can you imagine taking college courses, like real college courses while you're in high school. I think that is so amazing. And they're getting, I mean, they're enrolled in the class. It's not a different class than the other traditional college student. It is the same information. So I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. They get a jump start. That's great. I wish I had that. All right. So what about CBET inspired you to become a doctor and a teacher here, a professor here? You know, what is it about it that you love?
So I just love entrepreneurship and business. It gave me an opportunity. I grew up in Baltimore City, so it gave me an opportunity to see the world in a different lens and provide opportunities to my community where I grew up at. So I am all into business, entrepreneurship, and economic development. That is literally my life. I eat, breathe, and sleep that. And having the opportunity to teach the students here at HCC is it's a privilege, and I'm honored because I get so many students that come from different backgrounds, but I get a chance to let them see the world through a business lens, whether that's them starting a business or excelling with inside of a business. It's just a lot. It really excites me to see the growth that the students have from the beginning of the class to the end. So that's kind of literally how I found my way here. Been teaching for a long time now, and getting a doctorate degree was a personal goal that became a professional goal. So I hope that other students see the possibilities, because I too went to a 2-year institution and was able to, grow and become a doctor.
Love it. That's very inspirational.
Thank you.
And do you have your own business?
I do have my own business.
You want to plug your business?
So I am actually the founder of The Cube Cowork, which is Maryland's first co-working space that provides babysitting services with inside of the co-working space so that parents can really get work done, focus on getting work done, and not feeling guilty.
That's awesome. And you are a prime example of how you can start your business and be successful. And you teach your students that. So that's so great.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. So let's get to this challenge. So it's called the Diamond Challenge and Finding Your Future.
Yep.
And it's a competition for entrepreneurs. So can you give us a rundown of what already happened and what's happening now?
So the partnership with the University of Delaware, Horn Entrepreneurship, is an amazing one. So I can't remember exactly how many years, but they've been running this pitch competition specifically for high school students around the world. Literally, the students here in Hartford will be competing with teams from Egypt, teams from Jamaica, literally all over the world. And it's a great opportunity for them to take an idea that they have and actually pitch it in front of an audience. So first they submit their pitch, which is a submission process that was due at the beginning of January. That then goes to an online judging round. And then this Saturday we'll get the finalists that will continue on to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
And then on February the 8th, here at HCC, we will hold our live pitch competition. The students that pitch will choose one team to actually go to the University of Delaware. They have a summit, and then they have the final pitch where teams from around the world that participated in these live pitch competitions will be pitching for up to $10,000 in cash and prizes, and they are able to either use the cash for school as a team. So if it's two people in the team, if they win $10,000, they can split it, and then it can go to their educational journey, or it can go directly to them actually starting the business. Now, Hartford is the pitch site, so anybody from around the country could choose our site to pitch. everyone that did submit to our site is from the Harford or the Bel Air community. So that's great. It's just a really good opportunity for high school students for exposure. If I had a chance when I was in high school a million years ago to win up to $10,000 for school, I would totally be taking advantage of it. This is something that we will be doing yearly. So, you know, come August, if you're, you know a high school student, they don't have to live in the Bel Air area, but it's a plus if they do. They can start applying or preparing themselves to apply for the submission for next year.
Okay.
So get ready, because this will be something that we will be doing next year.
That sounds great. So this is the first year that it's been brought to this campus, but it's going to become an annual thing.
Yes.
All right. And shout out to Harford County, because you said they're all local. So do you know how many submissions there were?
So that's going to actually be pitching on the 8th. We do know that there will be four teams pitching. Yep.
That's
so
awesome.
Come out, RSVP. I'll make sure you all have the link so that you can attend. It's open to the community. So if you just want to come out on the, we want as many people in the community
to
come out and support and cheer these high school students on. I mean, it takes a lot of just determination and confidence to get up and stand in front of an audience of people that you do not know to pitch your business idea as a high school student. So please come out and support. You can find the link through Eventbrite, but I'm sure you'll also share the link with the audience as well.
And it's February 8th. What time does it start?
From 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
Okay, from 10 to 1:30. And where is it located here on campus?
It will be in Edgewood. I want to say room 132.
Okay. Edgewood, room 132. And with this partnership with UD, do you see it growing? Do you see it blossoming? Do you see more things happening?
I do see it growing. I do see it touching a lot of students. I think the more they know about the opportunity, they're going to really be wanting to take advantage. And then, you know, you have, you know, an older sibling that may have a younger sibling that participates. So I see it growing bigger. And I also see the business community in Harford getting involved with the students and helping them along the way.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually talking to one of our student volunteers, Allison, and we were just saying how this partnership is going to be great because HCC, you know, is a feeder program. It's a two-year program. And just exposing these high school students and HCC students to UD and, you know, just all the opportunities that could come from this partnership. And then for people like me who don't even know what the CBAT program is, you know, now it's exposing them to all that the degree has to offer and all that the department has to offer. So this is a good thing for HCC and the department and everything.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I'm excited
for you. I hope to see you on the 8th.
I'll be there. And actually, we have a portable recorder. So, you know, we could come out and record and talk about it and actually do a follow-up show. Since this is the Owl's Nest, we could do an Owl's Nest follow-up and, you know, talk about all the different high school students that pitched and Harford County that showed out.
Yes. Come on, guys. Come out and support our students. They are some amazing students.
I love it. So is there anything else that you would like to let Harford County HCC students know? Anything about the program or the partnership?
I would say just stay in communication with CBAT, because we have a lot of things that will be coming down the pipeline, a lot of opportunities. So please stay connected and just be on the lookout for all of the things that we have going on, because we can make a lot of amazing economic changes in the county if we really, really work together as a community.
I love it. This is Nasia Creamer here on the Owl's Nest, and I've been talking with Dr. Tamira Lucas, an assistant professor of the CBET department here at HCC. And I thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And I will be there, and we're going to do an Owl's Nest follow-up. And one last thing, if there is any type of advice that you could give to the students, what would you say?
I would say don't give up on your dreams, whatever your dreams are. You know, there will be a lot of people to tell you that they're crazy. It doesn't make sense, but trust me, things that don't make sense to others can really, really be a successful thing to you. Listen to my favorite podcast is How I Built This from NPR. I just had the students listen to the Airbnb episode. Mm-hmm. That'll teach you a lot about perseverance and, you know, not giving up.
From someone who started her own business and is successful in teaching her students how to trust themselves and be successful in their entrepreneurial growth. All right, this is Nasia Creamer, and I am signing out until next week, and have a good one.
We'd like to thank our guests on the Owl's Nest this week, Amy Wallace from the Small Business Development Center, for cluing us in to the Shark Tank event coming up this Thursday, January 30th.
And Tamara Lucas, assistant professor from the Seabed Department here at Hartford Community College, for talking to me about the Diamond Challenge coming here next Saturday, February 8th.
And we'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this week on the Owl's Nest. If you can come out and support local campus events, well, there's just so many reasons to do so, and so many events going on at HCC.
The Owl's Nest is recorded right here on campus at Hartford Community College and produced at listener-supported 911 WHFC.
Until next time, I'm Matt Terry.
And I'm Nasia Creamer.
Stay curious.